This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Bite Size on Get Started Investing. In this series, we feature some of our favorite lessons, quotes, and moments from the podcast. If you'd like to listen to the full episode, we've included the link in the show notes.
But let's start at the top, Bryce. Let's establish what we're talking about here.
We're talking about superannuation, Ren. And much like investing, I think, you know, there is no perfect way to manage your superannuation. For a lot of people, it is in that forgotten basket. I wouldn't say too hard basket, but the important thing is that you think about it and you deliberate about it. You know, the ATO website says in nice big bold writing at the top of the website that your super is your future. The superannuation choices you make today will help shape your lifestyle in retirement. Now, I know we're early 30s, late 20s for you, Ren, and for some people who are just sort of very early 20s and starting full-time work and starting to accumulate superannuation, thinking about optimizing it over a 60-year period is often, you know, far from, I guess, the important things to be thinking about, but we really want to make it clear that it should be. So you start getting super the moment that you start working. So paying attention to it early will have some serious benefits over the long term. So we've got some stats here, Ren, if you want to run through, just to sort of highlight some of the challenges and, I guess, surprising figures that are coming from the superannuation industry at the moment.
So the government recently did a report as part of passing a suite of legislation around super reporting and stuff like that. And I don't know if you've had a play on some of the new tools, like the ATO's Your Super Comparison tool.
I haven't, no.
It's worth having a look. It's pretty good. It's pretty clear about fees. It's clear about performance. God, I get in my head
performance.
Whenever I say that word. Performance. But as part of this report, there were some pretty stark numbers that came out in terms of the state of Australia's superannuation industry. And like, let's not get it twisted here. Like, there are plenty of great super funds, but there is a pocket of the industry that is underperforming, and it would be a real shame if you didn't even know that you were in that underperforming pocket. So a few numbers off the top. $3.1 trillion in Australian superannuation assets. That number grew at 13.9% between March 2020 and March 2021. So a massive pool of money and very quickly growing. And, you know, you can see the impact that this pool of money is having. I'm pretty sure it was a bunch of super funds and some other companies that just put the bid in for Sydney Airport. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bryce.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Q Super.
You hear about Canadian pension funds just in a desperate search for assets around the world. Like, Australian super funds are going to be buying a lot of very important assets because there's just such a pool of money there. So it's a big pool of money. The next thing is there's a lot in fees and costs. $30 billion a year in fees and other costs. You know, our number one rule here at Equity Mates is we hate fees. You know, you obviously are going to have to pay fees as part of your super, but it's important to know who you're paying, why you're paying it, and that you're not paying too much. But then you get to the really, worrying numbers in terms of underperformance and duplicate super accounts. So there is $100 billion worth of Australians' money in underperforming super products. Now, that's from this government report, and that's pretty stark. And that $100 billion is spread across 3 million accounts, super accounts, that are, again, in underperforming super products. So pretty stark numbers there. And then 27% of Australians have duplicate or have more than one super fund account. So that means they may be paying multiple sets of fees, may be paying multiple sets of costs for things like income protection insurance or disability insurance that sometimes are included in your super fund. So there's a real reason for Australians generally to wake up, to need to wake up and think about their super. But then if you go to our age bracket, 25 to 34, the numbers become even clearer that Australians just aren't thinking about their super. Now, these numbers are from research from the Centre for International Finance and Regulation that surveyed a number of Australians between 25 and 34 years old. Bryce, tell us what people our age think about super.
Well, I mean, if it's based on the conversations we have with our mates, it's not a lot. They're not thinking about super a lot. So less than one third. This is from the report. This is not just amongst our mates, but less than one third of 25 to 34 year olds here in Australia actually read their annual superannuation statements, and those statements are the important things that tell you how much money you've actually made in your superannuation, how much money your employer has put in, and gives you a bit of a rundown on the types of investments that you've got in there. Four-fifths rarely or never think about making changes to their investment options, which is something that we'll talk about in a little bit. Nearly two-thirds can't name the age at which they can start accessing their superannuation funds, and only 35% think of themselves as well-informed on matters regarding superannuation. So yes, we have a slight bias with this age group because we are in that age group, and I'm sure for a lot of people listening who might be a bit later on in life, superannuation is certainly something that they would be thinking about. But I think the good thing, Ren, is that, you know, you don't want to be on the wrong side of these statistics. The good news is that it is absolutely in your control to do something about it and to optimize your superannuation, no matter what approach you take, so that you can actually start, having a super fund that is more aligned with your age, where you are in life, and the goals that you have later on down the track when it comes to retirement.
If you enjoyed that bite size, you'll find a link to the full episode in the show notes.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have physicians in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.